morning, my friends. Welcome to Monday, November 14th. 24 degrees right now. Still some light snow showing up on radar when you're heading out there. And streets and highways and some sidewalks kind of slick after the snow overnight. So do keep that in mind. Well, I love Make-A-Wish Mondays. It's something we started a few months back. I can't get enough of it. And a wish renews hope. With Make-A-Wish, uplifts spirits and encourages a belief in the impossible. And this Make-A-Wish Monday, we're talking about the impact of Make-A-Wish. It's called Sparking Hope, and that's definitely something that Make-A-Wish does. And I've got a studio full. Welcome our Make-A-Wish alum, Daniel, and his mom, Jen. And, of course, Casey Feuder from Make-A-Wish here locally, too, one of our volunteers. Welcome to the show, folks.
Thank you for having us.
Jen, let's get it started with you. Tell us a little bit about what Daniel's life was like before diagnosis. What was it like for you?
Well, we were diagnosed at 20 weeks in utero.
Okay.
So it was a bit of a shock. It was at the anatomy scan.
Mm-hmm.
So we found out that his heart had not fully developed. And they sent us on 4 weeks later to the cities down in Abbott Northwestern, mm-hmm. which is attached to the Children's Hospital down
there.
And that's where they confirmed that he had hypoplastic left heart syndrome.
Okay. So what was going through your head while all this information's coming at you?
Well, it was a whirlwind because not only are you expecting a baby and all that comes with that, but we had a three-year-old at home.
Right.
And the logistics of me being down in the cities when it came time for delivery, luckily my brother lives down there, so I was able to stay with them when it got close time to delivery.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of appointments I had after finding this out was intense.
Did you just kind of take it day by day at that point?
And you kind of have to.
Right.
Like you pretend everything's normal since he was safe and secure inside.
Mm-hmm.
The uterus that he was growing otherwise, they didn't detect any other defects.
Okay. So bring us up to speed since his birth up until now. How's everything been?
We are very fortunate. At birth, they start medicine right away. So he was born in the OR in case they needed interventions, which they have several medications that they started through the umbilical cord.
Wow.
And then at a week, he had his first surgery, the Norwood. At 4.5 months, he had his second surgery, the Glenn. And then 2 weeks before he turned four, he had his third surgery, and that was the Fontan. And those three surgeries are the palliative care that's required to repair the mm-hmm. heart. You're always considered repaired but not fixed.
Right. And how did you handle that? How did the family handle that going through something like that?
Lots of support.
Mm-hmm.
We were very fortunate with my parents, Chad's parents, all of our siblings, all friends. We had an outpouring of support around the community. It was a hard time,
mm-hmm.
and we were nervous. But then Casey was stepping in with Make-A-Wish, and there was people stepping in from other heart associations that had similar situations or kids with the exact same thing. So they kind of walked you through the process and gave you hope for the future that it wasn't a death sentence anymore. It used to be.
Well, this is kind of a rhetorical question. Do you believe in miracles now?
Absolutely.
Daniel, step up to the microphone here and let's talk to you. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
How you feeling?
Good.
Good? So tell me about your wish. What did you wish for?
To see the Minions.
To see the Minions. To see them like in person, right? Okay. And Minions are from the movie.
Yeah.
Okay. What movie is it? Now catch me up here because I'm drawing a blank.
Despicable Me.
Despicable Me. So you wanted to see Minions. How did you come about? How did you come about that wish? Are you a big fan of the movie? Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like, okay, what did, when your wish granters came in to talk to you, what kind of questions did they ask you?
Oh, what's my favorite food? What's my favorite movie? What do I like?
Right. And so they just kind of took everything from that, right?
Yeah.
So what is your favorite food?
Ramen noodles.
Ramen noodles? Good for you. You're going to do really well in college because I think that's what every college kid lives off of.
Yeah, right.
But everything's going good for you now. School going good?
Yeah.
Yeah? And the holidays coming up, what are you hoping for Christmas?
A camera.
A camera? Okay, so you can photograph minions, right?
No.
Well, it is great to have you here, Daniel. Casey, let's turn it over to you as a Make-A-Wish wish granter. Now, you've been in before and we've talked about this.
Right.
How did you discover this? How did you come about being a part of their lives?
So when there's a child in need, they just reach out to us as volunteers, you know, and ask if we're available to pick up, you know, another child and to go into their family's lives with them.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely being it was local, that's always, you know, much easier. It's just like they're right here. So
right.
So definitely it was a very easy thing. And we've known the family, you know, in the past from things.
Sure.
So it was just when you know somebody too, it's the personal experience with them is different as well,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you know history about family, and so that makes it, you know, even more enjoyable as well.
So what was fun about this? Now, he wanted to see Minions.
Okay.
So what do you do with that? How do you take that and process it?
Sometimes we get a little goofy, you know.
Creative.
Yeah, that sort. So for a send-off party, kind of at the airport, we kind of dressed up. Oh boy. So I was a minion. My other wish granter, Amy, she was Luigi, right? Mario, yeah.
All right.
So we met him at the airport and, you know, kind of surprised him and dressed up. And then you just, you know, have signs there and just support for the family.
Sure.
You know, because everybody's nerves are a little.
Mm-hmm.
You're leaving on a trip. So
right.
To make it easier, we thought we would dress the part. And so, yeah, we sure did that.
Please tell me you got pictures of that.
Oh, we do.
I would pay to see you dressed as a minion, Casey.
I think you have that picture.
I do. It's actually back on my computer in the files there.
Yep. I think we sent that picture out.
I got to bring that up and take another look at it.
Yep.
So, again, what does it mean to come into someone's life, a child's life like Daniel, for you personally? What does it do for you?
Yeah. So, you know, it's just like going into those families' homes and seeing, you know, these children and, you know, when their little minds are just exploring of what they want to do for a wish. You know,
yeah.
It's just awesome to see that. And just the smiles while they're talking about, you know, all their different options for a wish, you know, and seeing the parents and, you know, the smiles on everybody's face. And then it's like when you know it's going to happen, it's like many parents say, and Jen can probably relate to this, you know, gosh, our son, he hasn't, you know, just been himself. And then you go in there mm-hmm. to reveal that they're going to go, and just the smiles and the different attitudes that these kids, you know, once they know a wish is going to happen, it's just, it's great.
Are you amazed by the level of creativity that you see with some of these wishes?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. You know, and every kid is very unique.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a favorite wish, anything. You know, everyone is unique.
Right.
Every child's unique. Every wish is unique. And we just do what we can to make it even better for them.
I was thinking of that earlier. It's like, do I ask Casey what her favorite wish, but that would be like asking the parent in front of the whole family which kid's
right.
the favorite, right?
Right, yeah. And honestly, I can't say I have a favorite
right.
one, you know. Just some are more unique, but everyone is just great, very special.
Got to yep. make you feel really good being able to pay all this
yeah,
forward and
yeah,
just
it does.
And just moving the whole wheel forward too.
It does, yeah.
You do great work,
thank
by
you.
The way, and
thank you.
We've got a great volunteer locally in you, Jen. Anything else you want to add as far as Make-A-Wish? Any advice you'd want to give for parents that are listening to this right now and they say maybe I want to be a part of this?
Well, it's a great organization. I can't thank Casey and Amy and the whole Make-A-Wish organization enough. They really opened up a bright spot in our lives and in Daniel's life.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage anybody to reach out, do volunteer work, donate. They have a lot of events through the community that they put on throughout the year to garner more support.
Mm-hmm.
And I would encourage anybody, if you know a child, too, that... that could be a potential recipient, you can nominate them, and then mm-hmm. Casey will be in touch.
Pretty easy process.
It is a pretty easy process.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
And he's doing great. I mean, the prognosis is looking good, and he's got a great future.
Yes, he does. The future for Fontans, they call them now, they have really opened up in the last 10 years. They said 10 years before he was born, it really expanded, and they mm-hmm. said, just wait. your mind will be blown. In the next 10 years, you will not believe the advances we've made, and they've gone surpassed that. So his future is very bright, and we're very fortunate he's been very healthy.
He looks great, and it's just so nice hearing these kind of stories coming in from Make-A-Wish. Jen, Daniel, thank you so much for stopping in and telling your story. Casey, as always, hopefully we'll be talking with you next month.
Yes.
And kind of get the year wrapped up, too. But today it's called Sparking Joy, and that's definitely what Make-A-Wish does. And, folks, you can go to Make-A-Wish/North Dakota if you want any more info here about how you can make a child's experience so much better, too, through Make-A-Wish. And, again, I want to thank my guests for stopping in here this morning. It's 927 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr with an Ag News update. It's COP27, getting all the headlines over the weekend, and this week, global leaders gathering in Egypt to discuss work to mitigate climate change and prevent the global temperature rise and massive starvation. Actions being taken in the U.S. are getting plenty of attention, including the $2.8 billion in funding for climate smart agriculture. Adding to that, during the COP27 event, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced USDA investment in key global initiatives. In his remarks at the event, Secretary Vilsack announced USDA was forming an international climate hub that will enable everyone to capture and share internationally what we are learning.